Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
It's the rhythm of the breeze that's got you moving. It's the rhythm and the breeze that's got you cruising. Well, I don't keep the pride and I just recognize that it's the rhythm and the breeze that's got you doing.
We've been gone for a little while. Now we're back with a brand new style. If you feel like you wanna move, get on up and enjoy the groove. Everybody everywhere, throw your hands up in the air. If you love the Lord like I do, won't you shout
and beautification in our praise. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, who is our Prince of Peace, who is our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only true Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, that has the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful eternal life. Yes, He is the only hope and light for this dark, lost, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I have proof. All you got to do is just sit there with your saved, sanctified self, and I promise you, your head going to be bobbing. Yes, Lord. Your toes going to be tapping. Your fingers going to be snapping. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, because God is not a respecter of person. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who your family is. I don't care what you've done in the past. It's all about living right now, today, so that you can have faith in God and be this victorious believer in Jesus Christ, because God is not a respecter of person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Psalm 105 division and 15th verse, where we read the psalmist is reciting the wonderful work and words of Almighty God, retelling of His covenant promise to Abraham's descendant. Guess what? That's you and I. We who are those very chosen ones live and breathe the great promises of God's provision, protection, and power over our lives. Those who would harm us. Don't you know God has an eye in every corner and He's watching everything that goes on in our lives? So may we be mindful and grateful to carry ourselves with humility and gratitude for God's love and protection for us all. My special guest is here, loveologist and certified interracial dating coach at Authentic Q Love. Talking about woman of God, Apostle April Kofi is here. She's going to share some of her principles, fundamental beliefs on dating, on how to love and be loved, because she's certified to do those things. Called by God, and guess what? Anointed to be a blessing to each one of you in our relationships with one another. And then later on in the broadcast, we will shine our artist spotlight on a urban contemporary gospel artist, the Agape Gospel Group. That is the husband and wife team of John Howard III and Sequoia Howard from the ATL. Y'all know how we do things. We get our sanctified praise on. We lift God up the whole time. We're doing everything that we do. And then we bring your anointed people on to just bless us and to have a sanctified good time on this fire gospel experience. Hallelujah goes right there. We've already had prayer. We are so grateful to you, Holy Spirit God, for covering us, for keeping us, for comforting us throughout all of the various vicissitudes and seasons of life. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and these radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Thank you.
get saved and you're covered under the precious blood of Jesus, every day is a day that you can count it all joy. I didn't say every day is going to be a happy day, because happiness is based on circumstances, but joy is based on the eternal. I'm talking about God's love will never fail. So whatever you may be going through, all you got to do is just hold on to your faith, because God is right there looking at you, and he is seeing everything that's going on in your life. And believe me, if you're going through anything that might be troubling, trials, or tribulation, God has a purpose and God has a plan behind it. And he wants to use you as an example of someone that loves him so much that you are willing to take the test, take the trial, go through the trouble, so that you'll be able to give this strong testimony one day, about how God brought you through and made you prosperous in spite of. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God. Looking forward to this enlightening and engaging conversation like we always do on this fire gospel experience. She is loveologist and certified interracial dating coach at Authentic Q Love. And I had to mention to woman of God, that is a title that I have never had the pleasure of hearing, talking about certified interracial dating coach. And I can understand that relationships, we certainly do need coaching, we certainly do need mentoring, we certainly do need our elders to help us. And under this present day social climate of race relationships, I can certainly see the need for certified interracial dating coach. Now, I know some of y'all might be old school and have issues with this, that, and the other thing, but we're going to talk about it. So let me introduce this woman of God so that she can break it down all the way so she can certify your thinking maybe in some way to go beyond where you already are. She has also studied at Rhema Bible Training Center, School of Pastoral Ministry. None other than Apostle April Kofi is here on this fire gospel experience. Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Apostle April Kofi, for joining us on this fire gospel experience. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I'm sorry I'm dealing with a cold, but I want to thank you because you pronounced my last name correct the first time. Thank you so much.
Let me share this with you. I've always had this thing about words, about speaking correctly. I love playing Scrabble. And when I'm doing my Bible study lesson, you know, they give you the Greek pronunciation and sometimes the Hebrew pronunciation of those words. I actually practice saying those correctly because, to me, I understand the power of language. I understand the power of speaking correctly. So you are more than welcome, woman of God. I want to thank you for joining us on this fire gospel experience. And I would really, really appreciate it if you would be so kind as to just give us an introduction into your life, wherever you'd like to start. I normally ask my special guests so that we can identify with our like-minded Christian faith. If you want to start from where you were saved or wherever in life you would like to share with us so we can appreciate who you are, please feel free to do so.
All right. Well, I found myself sitting on the side of my bed one night, and I just had this feeling I couldn't shake it. And it took me about 30 minutes. I just couldn't shake it. It was just really odd. And suddenly, out of my mouth, without me thinking about it, I said, "I accept." And as soon as I let those words out of my mouth, what I realized was I had accepted the call of God. And that was the beginning of my journey into ministry. It took me several months to locate a school to go to because I had decided I was not going to go to a four-year college. I wanted to go somewhere where I could actually get some hands-on. I could actually be able to ask people questions. And I found myself meeting with one of the ministers of the church that I was at. And one day she said, "Here." I said, "Huh?" And she handed me a brochure. And the brochure was to a Bible school that she had attended in Nashville, Tennessee, called Victory Fellowship. At Victory Fellowship, I was impressed because the teachers there all had gone to the same school, been taught by some of the same teachers, thing was, they would all tell the same story, but they would tell it different. And I was like, man, there is so much precision here in this ministry amongst these teachers. And that took me to Rhema Bible Training Center in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And for those who are not familiar with Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Hagin is friends with Oral Roberts and people upon that level. You can read about Kenneth Hagin in Christian history books, just like you can Oral Roberts and many other people that we know that are well known in Christendom.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up there. Once I left there and moved, well, actually, while I was there, I had a very good experience in that I was able to actually go and be an intern at a Hispanic church. So I spent a year at the Hispanic church, my daughter and I, and that's where I learned a little bit of Spanish. And yeah, a little bit. I can hold a conversation enough for them to know that I know a tiny bit.
A little bit, yeah. Okay.
Yes, a little bit.
All
and
right,
so,
well, I got you.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. I met a lot of good people there. So we moved back to Tennessee. And when we got back to Tennessee, I started experiencing a lot of prophetic type things and seeing things in the spirit.
Wow.
And as I grew in that, I began to search out and seek out people that could help me with that. And that's when I learned that this was called the prophetic.
Okay.
And Lord, I had to, I had to come to grips with some things, because what I realized after a while and having friends that were actually prophetic and some of them prophets was that I couldn't do things like they did.
Okay,
and
I got you.
I was really, really confused because they could spout off paragraphs. Some of them could spout off theses, you know, when they were prophesying to people, and I couldn't. So after dealing with that for years, what I learned was I'm a seer. And I don't necessarily see in a thesis or a paragraph. And so I just want the listeners to understand that you can't always put yourself in a box because God didn't put you in a box.
That's true. Yeah. I agree.
So you want to get you some assistance. And as they say in business, know your craft, sharpen your craft. Well, the same goes in ministry. Know what your gift is. And make sure you grow and sharpen yourself in your gift.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, I hear what you're saying. And education is crucial because even our church leaders have to be educated. I don't think we really give education enough credit. We will jump and shout and we will get so emotional. We'll, like you said, even memorize a few things. But even the leaders of our church, the deacons and those that handle the finances and those that preach the sermons and those that are leaders and pastors, they have to go through an educational process. Just like the Apostle Paul, he spent years of sitting down, relearning. And this was a man that was highly educated already in the Jewish religion, but he had to sit down and he had to relearn new information. He had to learn the Christian way. Amen. So, know your calling, listeners, is what woman of God April Kofi is just saying to us. Find your calling and then refine your calling. Try to get as much education of however God presents it to you. Like you said, it doesn't have to always come from a four-year traditional school of higher learning. It can come through whatever means God has made available. Amen. So, woman of God, what would you say is probably the church's biggest issue right now that needs a second look at who we are and our effectiveness in the world as the church?
one of the things that has come to my attention lately, especially with the climate being what it is that we want to say that we are Christians and we want to boast about being Christians. Mm. But when it comes to certain things, we forget that being Christians means unity.
Mm.
And I think about a lot of the stories that I've read about and movies I've seen where, and I'm sorry, I cannot think of the gentleman's name, but his family flew into a foreign land to go and help the natives. And what mm-hmm. happened was that all of his family ended up getting killed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But the man has the audacity to forgive them and many, many, many years later go back to the same area, and now he ministers in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're talking about, we're Christians, unity, being of God. But we have, you know, right now we got this climate going on, and we forget that we are supposed to be presenting ourselves in unity and in love. And I know things have been done to us. They have.
Yes, very much, yes.
But the word of God did not change because things have been done to us. And even in the word, things were done to people.
Yeah, that's true.
But they were still right. supposed to do the forgiving and the getting alone. Mm. Not that you're going to forget, but and grieving has to happen and all of those things because of our bodies being human. But we forget that we are supposed to be in unity and showing love and not, you know, anger and all of that kind of stuff. We forget that.
Yeah, I got you. I agree. And I'm going to say this, too, not to make excuses from what you just said, because everything that you said is absolutely true. We need to stay focused in on what's really going on with us. There's an old saying that said, you know, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. And then even the Bible declares that God is going to pass certain judgments on the church first. Not the judgment of eternal destination, but it's going to be a judgment of works to see who have earned God's greatest rewards when it comes to standing before God in that specific event. But I certainly agree with you. And not to make excuses, but the Bible declares that Jesus gave a parable about a farmer that had a field, and his workers went out and sowed for the crops, the plant, and planted those seeds. And when he woke up the next few days or so, he had his crop growing, but he also had what the Bible calls tares, which is the same thing that looks like the crop. Say if it was a corn crop or oat crop or rice crop,
mm-hmm.
they had the Bible said that there was an enemy that planted those seeds that were destructive seeds that look just like the crop but are not the crop. So the parable is there are people that go to church, they walk like Christians, talk like Christians, look like Christians, but on a deeper level, they are not what they appear to be. So there are those reasons for division. But the truth of the matter is that there are Christian born-again believers. Sometimes we get so caught up in wanting to maybe have things done our way, or we get into our egos and lose sight of our spiritual self, and we get into these divisions. That's why the Apostle Paul said, let there be no divisions and schisms amongst you. So I agree, woman of God. You are so correct in that. So, listeners, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, let us be about the business of seeking unity. Let's start with our own selves first. I am a person that have always loved the idea of relationships, woman of God. And for you to be into what is called loveologist, can you explain that to my listeners? What is a loveologist?
A loveologist is a person who is learning and teaching and sharing about love, about relationships, and it's an ongoing learning thing for me as the teacher. I don't just lock into this is what I know and this is how there is. But that's what a loveologist is. They're learning about love, they're sharing with you about love, and they themselves are definitely growing and continuing to acquire knowledge and things that can assist you in your own love journey.
Amen, amen. Now, can you define for my listeners the qualities that make up love? Because I'll be on Facebook, and I'm into several Christian singles groups, and they will make posts like, well, how do you know when a person is actually in love with you? Can you break down what your definition of what love is, and then maybe break down what the biblical definition of love is, and then share with the listeners on some certain just undeniable, tangible signs that this person that they want to love them and think that they love them actually does love them?
Well, one of the things you want to do is you want to go through that script passage in the Bible in Corinthians that talks about love. And don't just go through and read through it. You need to understand it and take those verses and apply them to things that happen in life so that you get a real feel for what those verses really, really mean. And then you look at what's going on in your relationship. You know, is this person being kind?
There you go.
Or are they saying one thing to my face and going to my friends and saying something else? Is this person being patient? It's going to take me a little while to wrap my head around something they said. Are they being patient or are they bugging me to get an answer? Is this person controlling? You know, how is our relationship going? Is it explosive? That is explosive to the negative? Does this person love me? Is this person sacrificing for me? Is this person allowing me? And then reverse that stuff. Are you allowing this person? Okay. See, that's where we miss it.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
One of the things that I have really come across with ladies here lately, especially mature ladies in my age group. Are we looking at us? You know, when we say the men are doing X, Y, and Z, are we looking at us and seeing if we're motivating it? Not saying that that's always, but did you look at you? Are you being kind? And I'm sorry, ladies, because I do get on the ladies. Are you being kind, or are you chewing him out because he sneezed? Are you chewing him out because he forgot, you know, to bring you the extra set of keys to work? Are you chewing him out?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Are you, in his eyes, peaceful to get along with?
Yeah.
So, you know,
I hear you.
Are you being patient with him?
That's
are
good.
You working those scriptures in your own self, in your own mind, in your own body?
Yeah. Basically, are you willing to give the very things that you are asking for? Are you willing to provide what you are asking someone else to provide? Can I clear this up? I hate to jump in so quick, but some people misunderstand this saying about 50-50. You give 50% and I'll give 50% to the relationship. I don't think that saying is saying all I'm giving you is 50% effort. No. Two relationships need to maintain a certain equality for balance. That means I'm going to give my share, which is 50% of this relationship, but I'm going to give you 100% of my share, which is 50% of the total relationship. You bring your share, which is the other 50% of your 100% effort and benefits, and together we are both bringing 100% to the relationship, but I can't bring your half of the relationship. Does that make sense, woman of God, Kofi?
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, another thing, too, is we jump into relationships and we don't have some basic conversation before we jump into the relationship. And when I say jump into the relationship, one of the things I'm referring to is that you assume that we are a couple.
Right. I got you. Mm. Mm. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Because that's what we do. We attach real fast, and then we assume that we are a couple. And one of the things I share with the ladies is you're not a couple until the guy talks to you and says, we are, you know, he wants to be exclusive or he wants to be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants you to be his girlfriend. Sorry.
I got you.
And that's what we do.
The way of the world right now is so flesh driven. If we see somebody that we're attracted to, automatically we are letting the physicality of what we see inflame our desires to want that person, which is okay because there's got to be some point of attraction at somewhere. You could be attracted to a person's intellect. You could be attracted to a person's personality. That doesn't mean that the person is not attractive to look at, no. But we will take that initial attraction and then continue on a physical plane, which leads to a premature sexual relationship, woman of God. Instead of curving that attraction to now want to know something about this person's intellectual, mental, emotional and spiritual makeup, because 9 times out of 10, if you got the hots for somebody, the sex is going to be good 9 times out of 10. Come on now, can we just be for real?
Now, why did you have to just really go step right into my place that I really love to be?
I want you to go ahead and step right into that place where you just itching and dying to talk about. Cut straight to the chase. Come on with it, woman of God.
One of my things is that I really teach on big is being celibate before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to, in the minds of people, be the hardest thing to do, but it's not.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just come transparent with you because I have been celibate for over 30 years. And yes, I was married.
Okay.
I've been celibate. I've been single. And it can be done. And I do teach ladies how to do that in my courses.
Mm.
And you're talking about how we act when we see something that we like.
Yeah.
So let me just share this little nugget with you.
Come on.
Male or female? There are hormones that God put in your body. These hormones start acting when you see something you like.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not mentally try to control yourself, this is where you end up in the bed with the wrong person.
Yep.
Hormones, dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to you, particularly ladies, okay? What happens to you when these hormones start acting up? First of all, they're subtle. You may not realize those are your hormones. So you got to pay attention. Guys have hormones too. These hormones will have you, yes. These hormones, ladies, will have you doing all kinds of things you normally wouldn't do. And one of those things that really gets you in trouble in a relationship is trying to please him.
Yep.
He speaks, you jump. He say bark, you howl as loud as you can. You assume that he wants a certain thing that he maybe didn't even say. He may have said something about something, but you automatically assume that's something he wants. You run out and buy it, and then you find yourself overgiving.
Yeah.
Because your hormones have gotten you, as people say, jacked up, and you are just doing all of this stuff to please him, stuff that he probably didn't answer, ask for. And this is how we find ourselves in the bed with the wrong person.
With the wrong person.
And then when
person,
we get ready to go,
on.
Yeah. See, when that relationship is messed up and you're ready to go to the next person, then you're carrying your baggage, his baggage, and anybody else's baggage that you shouldn't have been in bed with into the next relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we really have to pay attention to our bodies and our hormones and think level so that we're not just doing any and everything.
You're right, woman of God. And listen, you are talking to somebody that has struggled with sexual issues, pornographic issues for years. I've shared this before. I'm talking about for over some decades. It has always been there. And not because I'm at a point in life where I'm older. You know, everything is still in good working order. But what I'm saying is that it took some years, and I'm not trying to make excuses for myself or for anyone out there. They say, oh, I heard Brother Ryan say it took him a long time to get over, so I'm just going to let my oats run wild until I get to where he is. No, what I'm saying is that you get to a point spiritually where your mind is no longer satisfied. And it does become a struggle. And we do go through the cycle of falling down, getting back up, asking God to forgive me, to find ourselves weak all over again. I have had to get to the mental, emotional, spiritual place where I said, you know what? What I have to do, and this is a great, great struggle for an individual that are passionate. I know, because once we have engaged in sexual activity, we find what we like, and it becomes one of our greatest pleasures. And then in this age and time where sex is on the music, sex is on the TV screen, sex is in conversation at the water cooler, sex is in conversation at the locker room, that's where a lot of it started for me. As a high school boy hearing all these old nasty jokes. But what I've had to do is I have had to depend on God so much in this area of chastening my body. And it starts in the mind, because the body is only the instrument that the mind wants to engage in. The mind is the place. Joyce Meyer said, the battlefield is the mind, and she is so correct. So what I have had to start doing, even at this later stage in life, woman of God, is when I feel my body rising, like you said, those hormones, wanting some more of those dopamine, I have had to discontinue that inner conversation because I know where it's trying to take me, and I know that the devil is trying to promote more of this fleshly fulfillment in us who are spiritual beings. Can I say this? And I'm going to open the mic back up to you. I had to go and get some professional help from a group of people because I couldn't break habits that was breaking me. And after many, many years of struggling in an area of trying to break particular habits, I had a group of people that had found victory. And I ain't talking about church people. I'm talking about people that some of them don't even go to church. Some of them eventually went to church or went back to church, but this particular group of people, they told me that we are not human beings going through a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience. We had it turned all the way around. So I had to understand that the spiritual part of who we are is our true self. We are in flesh bodies that seek those things that please the flesh. Just like we have certain appetites for food and certain tastes for our satisfaction, our body craves these sexual delights. Yes. But God is saying, if you will trust me, even if it takes a long, long time, that's just going to add to your testimony. You say, I had to go through this thing for decades. But God finally helped me in this area. And I'm saying all that, woman of God, is because I had to take sex off the menu. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you're looking for your special dish and they don't have it, you say something wrong with the menu. I had to take sex off the menu. I had to, when I feel this rising up in my flesh, to fulfill those desires through masturbation and through pornography, I had to say, God, look, I'm asking you to help me now. And since my body is your temple, rather than use this energy to fulfill fleshly desire, I want to use that energy and make myself as an offering unto you. At this very moment, I'm offering you my body rather than offering it to myself. Because Holy Spirit, he plain and simply told me, woman of God, he said, every time you engage in ungodly fleshly desires, you have made that thing your God and you're bowing down to it.
Wow. You know something that a lot of people skip or they never see? If you are working a job, this is just a little side tip, but if you are working a job, if you go look at your benefits, you may have an EAP program there, which allows mm-hmm. you to be able to go talk to a counselor. And that is a good place for you to go after you've prayed to God
mm-hmm.
to get you some
yeah.
natural help.
Yeah. Amen.
It is.
Amen. You're so right.
You need help. You can't do everything yourself.
But see, that's one of the tricks of the devil. The devil will try to bring so much shame on us that we'll keep it so secret. Because if we go to church and we got a reputation for being a straight up born again child of God, if we tell people about what we really go through, we think that they're going to look down on us. Isn't that a trick of the devil? Didn't the Bible tell us to be not ignorant of his devices? You have got to find somebody. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. You can't tell me God don't have somebody in your life that you can confide in that's not going to run you down, that's not going to gossip your stuff. 9 times out of 10, they probably have already been through what you're going through, and they know exactly what you need to do. Lord Jesus.
That's true. That's so true.
Amen.
So true.
Amen. So I just said all that because I've been on this tangent about our desire to stay pure before God. And this desire that we have sexually with our bodies is probably going to be our greatest test. But I'm just believing, woman of God, it's going to lead to one of our greatest victories. I want you to hold what you got, woman of God. When we come back, we're going to talk about interracial dating, which is your expertise area. And I know some people are going to think, they're going to say, oh, man, you dating outside your race, you a traitor. And I'm going to say this, because there are people out there that have probably been looking for a spouse in their particular ethnicity for a long time and have
yeah.
not found anybody. And have not found anybody. So if you see somebody walking down the street, you need to maybe hold your peace, because you don't know that person's history. They have probably been looking and searching and waiting and praying, and then all of a sudden, here comes Jose, or here comes Quan Chong. Love comes in an assortment of different colors, so don't be mad if somebody found love and it's not like the love that you might be accustomed to. Because it don't matter. We started this Fire Gospel Experience off with woman of God, Catrice Cornett from the Carey Sisters, singing Count It All Joy. I got so excited. I just jumped right into my special guest. But we started this Fire Gospel Experience off with Count It All Joy. I talked about it, but that gospel artist is Catrice Cornett, and she is a member of the Carey Sisters group. So woman of God, Catrice Cornett, I didn't forget about you, and we do Count It All Joy. But I want y'all to know one thing right now, that when you put your trust in God Almighty, here's another woman of God, Kim Burrell, letting you know everything that we just got through talking about, all things are possible. That sounds like my favorite scripture verse from Romans 8 and 28. All things are possible.
Hey, Kim, check your mic.
Mic check 1, 2.
Are we good?
Yeah, I can hear myself pretty good.
Perfect.
Listen. You gotta tell somebody God is about to blow our minds.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, Brian, this is gonna be a good one.
I can feel it.
I'm ready to sing now.
Let's go.
Come on, put those hands together. Oh yeah, let's have some church. Everything we've needed has always been in the hands of God. It's time to speak it into existence.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord, fire, 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 the gospel experience. And we are burning it up as I turn loose these awesome anointed women of God talking about Timberell. Let you know that all things, I don't care what it is, all things are possible. But you got to believe in God. You know, some things might happen coincidentally, incidentally, haphazardly, happenstance, or whatever. But when you put your faith and confidence in God, that's a sure thing. Amen. All you got to do is just have faith and wait on God. Because, yes, Lord Jesus, all things are possible. Woman of God, Apostle April Kopy is here joining me. And we're just talking about some real life situations as we live the Christian life. We're not living in no bubble. We're not living in no pretense. This is sanctified, real, daily, practical living as we flesh out, so to speak, our Christian lives. But we flesh it out, our Christian lives, in a very spiritual parameter. We're not just trying to be willy-nilly all over the place. We're being stable in our Christianity. We're being consecutive in our applied Christian principles. And we have ways to overcome whatever it is we need to overcome because God is able. Woman of God, we were just talking about, before the music break, about interracial dating that you are a certified coach in. Can you share with us some of the reasons why, and I know this is fairly obvious, but I'm going to let you just explain it in your own words. Why some people have decided that, you know, maybe dating outside my race is something I need to consider.
Several of the reasons, there's just many reasons, like you said, but one of the reasons is what you've mentioned before. Not being able to find a compatible person in your own culture. Mm. You know, and even... with people want to be compatible with people in the area of education,
mm-hmm.
kind of close in finances, but real close when it comes to things they like to do, extracurricular activities, you know, like sports and stuff like that, concerts, the type of music they listen to.
Right.
And, you know, I've had people come at me because they, you know, with all those wonderful things they have to say. And my thing is this. Yes, you may have friends or people that are in my area of the state of Tennessee
mm-hmm. okay.
that are good guys. But the thing is, God has not seen fit to bring them across my path yet.
I got you.
So if I don't find somebody and I want to have somebody, I need to expand my horizons, or as the word said, expand my territory, okay? And take a look at other things,
okay?
Yeah. Men mm-hmm. are men. They have all the same parts.
You're right.
They just may have a little different color. But we
That's
got that going on within our own culture, right?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Some other reasons is because maybe there are particular things that a person likes that they mm-hmm. may not find or come across within their own culture. Like I know one couple, they bonded because they both knew about some particular type of high-level math. When I heard about it, I was like, whatever that word is, it's way over my head, but I know it's math, okay?
Yeah.
And they bonded because in their communications, they learned that they both knew about this type of math, and that let them both let guards down, and they begin to learn that there was a lot of other things that they had in common.
Okay.
So, and then there could be physical things.
Mm-hmm.
I know with when it comes to black women dating outside of their race, the guys say they appreciate the sassiness that they say we have.
Yes. And that's true.
So it's according to the person and what they like and whatever package God provides that has the things that they like.
I believe it, yes.
And even just with friends.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, even if you were making friends with somebody and it was not to be a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
you are, again, looking for things in common in certain areas.
Yeah.
Same principle.
Mm. You know, I also believe, woman of God, that curiosity can play a part in interracial dating.
Definitely. Definitely. And
yeah.
when you get curious and you're asking questions and you know that you're kind of in the right with the right person, if you can ask them some of those curious questions and they don't get offended.
Yeah.
When they get offended, especially if they yell, spit, and slap, you know to run, right?
But amen. Amen.
Somebody who is calm and they're going to explain to you, because I know some ladies are like, no, I can't go the other way. I don't have that.
I can't do
time
it.
To explain
I can't do it.
My weave to him. I don't have that time.
Lord have mercy.
But
well,
it's not that big of a deal. Some of the issues that I know a lot of us in our culture have is that in our younger days, some people are actually told face-to-face, don't you bring no white boy home. Don't you bring no black,
mm-hmm.
no white girl home. Don't you
yeah.
bring no black girl home.
Yeah.
And we have allowed that to govern us, even though
mm-hmm.
we're in adulthood.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there is a tremendous amount of pushback on both sides of the racial fence in a lot of areas. And people that make the decision that, hey, I was curious, I was attracted, I was lonely, I was available, all of those things can culminate in finding themselves being connected to somebody that is not of the same ethnicity, but yet and still, that vibration and that attraction is there. It doesn't take a long time for you to be able to discern whether a person has some sort of attraction or feelings for you. Why is it that we use our spiritual sense in areas that lead to fleshly fulfillment? Because it's a vibe you can tell. You can pick it up and see, you can see the smile, but it's also in the atmosphere. It's almost electricity flowing from one person to the other when you can feel that this person likes you. Am I correct or not?
Yes, you can definitely feel it. You can be feel it. And if you just take a step back and observe some more,
mm-hmm.
you'll actually see it. Now, a lot
okay.
of people
like
to
that.
Go by what's coming out of somebody's mouth. But no.
Yeah.
That saying, action speaks louder than words, is
mm-hmm.
very true. So
mm-hmm.
when we calm down and we step back and we take a look and see the little special extra things that somebody might be doing for us,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the keys about interracial relationships.
Mm.
is you want to pay attention when somebody from another culture is giving you attention and how much attention they're giving you.
Okay. I think
because if they're
the
not
issues,
interested in you, they won't do the little extra stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the issues that hold us back is, like you said, we'll be getting all of this family, ancestral, traditional teachings about separation of races, segregation mentality, that we will start to feel like if I do get involved with this person, it's going to take so much commitment. It's going to be a fight. So what would you suggest to someone that maybe has somebody in mind or somebody that is already engaged in a relationship with somebody outside their race? I think one of the issues with black people is we feel like since we were come from a history of slavery, that when black people indulge in interracial relationships, particularly with white people, that they are continuing to steal from our race. You know what I'm saying? Just like in slavery, when we were stolen from the motherland, when a white person takes a black person into, let's say, their world, they have just stolen another black woman. Or if a black man chooses to date a white woman, don't let him be an athlete or a celebrity. How come when black men get rich and famous, all they want to do is date white women? Well, I mean, the man has the right to choose what he wants to choose. And quite frankly, it is just like jungle fever for white men. It is vanilla fever for a lot of black men. But they
That's an interesting analogy.
They will probably, yeah, I'm an artist, so that, those graphics just pop up in my mind. That analogy or that reality probably won't exist until they feel they are in a comfortable position through their fame and fortune to be able to date who they finally want to, maybe out of curiosity or just their own personal desire, and their fame and their fortune will be able to insulate them from all of the pushback. So I'm thinking that, you know, what would it take for somebody who doesn't have the fame and the fortune to be able to isolate themselves and to push people off of them? What would you suggest that they do? Because they sure enough have to be prepared for it, and they certainly have to be committed.
This is just a brief, a very brief mindset shift. A, you found someone who makes you happy. You found someone who attends to your needs. You found someone that you love. Do you want to live the rest of your life happy, angry, or wishing you had? Here's another thing. A lot of the people, and I don't care if it is your grandmama, your great-grandmama, your mama, your daddy, or your cousin, a lot of people are secretly jealous.
Oh, wow. That's good. I ain't thinking about that.
What did you just say?
Right.
Because the athlete has the money and stuff to participate in front of the backlash. He don't.
Yeah.
His money does not necessarily insulate him from the words that come from somebody's mouth. Especially
yeah.
if them words is calling his girl a name. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
We're talking jealousy.
Okay, I got you.
And here's the third thing. Okay? You have you somebody from another culture. You may need to develop. You probably ain't no may need to. You need to develop this is us against the word mentality.
Okay, now you're
that
talking.
Is a mentality
yeah.
that you will have to pull out when necessary. It's like them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. When they all get into a fight, they
yeah.
turn their backs to each other and each one deals with what they have to deal with and they win. They
That's
are
right.
unified.
That's good.
That is what you have to be in your interracial relationship, especially if you're getting married or you are married.
Yeah. That's real. That's real. I love it. Now, here's my concern, woman of God, when we talk about interracial dating. My concern is if someone is dating outside their race, I don't care which way they're going, black coming into a white world, white coming into the black world. If you're doing it for some sort of self-esteem uplift, that's a concern of mine. If you feel like I'm willing to abandon my culture and hopefully get adopted into this other culture so that I can feel better about myself or feel like I have made an improvement in my own personal self-esteem. This relationship is going to do that for me. I'm concerned about people like that, because if you're dating into a racial relationship, and people certainly have the right to do as they please, I'm not the governor of their lives, I'm just speaking in conversation, you may at risk of actually lowering your self-identity, because I don't care how you act, I don't care where you go, you are still going to be the ethnicity that you were born with. Now, if you start acting and imitating like another culture, that's fine. If that's what you choose to do, you're going to get some backlash from that too. But my thing is that there is no need to feel like we have to abandon our culture to feel better about ourselves by adopting another culture. Do you see what I'm saying? Is that real?
I really agree with that. Yes, I agree with that. And I have this one sentence, so I probably, if you was in one of my courses, I'd have a paragraph or two or three. But don't let your pride lead you into a place where you can't keep you.
Okay. That's real talk.
Particularly if you're dealing with a Christian.
Mm.
And many Christians are anointed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they can pick it up in the spirit. And
yeah,
by all means, don't let God say something to them about it clearly,
mm-hmm,
where they clearly understand mm-hmm what God is saying. You will
yeah
be found out. What was that lady's name that she had been passing for black for years, but she was actually white?
Yeah.
She
yeah
got found out. It might have been many years, but she got found out.
Lena Horne.
Not that one. One in our
not
generation. She just got found out in the last, 5 years or so?
Oh, Lord. Okay.
She might have been in the, yeah, the point is, you're going to get found out. And
yeah,
just like anything else that we try to fake, you can't really fake it, although you think you can fake it.
Yeah. Well, you know
and
what
women,
our elders told us. Our elders told us, if it don't come out in the wash, guess what? It's going to come out in the rinse sooner or later.
Okay. Here's another thing, too. Since interracial dating and interracial relationships has grown so fast over the last 10 years, the women particularly are very alert to guys who want to do this because they have some type of fetish or some type of ulterior motive.
Wow. You're getting deep with it now. Come on.
So, you know, you might think you're getting away with it, but a lot of these ladies have been in places where they've heard, experienced, or whatever, or they listen to somebody else's experience, and they are very alerted to these things.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. That's real talk.
But interracial dating can be a very good, a very positive thing. Okay? Some of you may be looking for some way to improve your job or become even more valuable on your job so that you can get raises, make it up the ladder or whatever.
Hmm.
If you spend some time in interracial dating, you may begin to learn a new language that would make you more valuable on your job. But
yeah,
not only that, you're getting to know somebody. And if you and this person really fall in love, you just got a win-win and a win situation. Okay?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Traveling.
But the thing that I hear you saying, excuse me, the thing I hear you saying is be genuine.
Okay. See, that's why we call it authentic love, because we're looking for authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when you're dating outside of your race, well, I'm looking at it from the viewpoint of a black person, okay?
All right.
When
come
we're
on
dating outside of our race, if that guy is interested in you. And let's take it another level. If he's falling in love with you,
okay,
believe me, he is going to come for you. Mm. And he's not going to stop coming for you. And he has gone and he has counted up the cost.
Mm.
The word says something about that, don't it? He has counted
yes,
up
does.
The cost
mm.
of what it's going to take to actually totally mm. win you, because you're just dating now. He done counted
That's
up the
right.
cost of what it's going to really win you and win your heart. But he's also counted up the cost of the backlash and whatever might come
yeah.
amongst his friends, family, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
He if he comes across the line, he ain't playing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. There it is. There it is right there. Amen. Woman of God, listen, I know the time has flown by. I just looked over at my clock, and I can't believe how much time has gone by. We're going to have to continue this conversation on another broadcast because it's definitely hot. It's definitely needed. And I could continue on for about another hour, just right where we are right now. But for the sake of time, I have some other things that I need to do on this Fire Gospel Experience. Before you share with us your contact information, in case there's someone that wants you to come to their event, they may want you to come to their church or seminar or event that they have going on, sharing your personal contact information if you'd like to do so, and your social media contact where my listeners can continue to be blessed by your knowledge and expertise, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever you have. Can you share with us just a summation on what you would like to leave myself and my listeners with, that we can just plant a seed of stability and knowledge in our minds and in our spirits from this conversation that we're having today, and then we'll pick it up another day.
You can have the man or woman of your dreams, regardless of your size, age, or skin color. Especially as long as you are not picky about the package God delivers it in.
Uh-oh. Starting trouble now. Starting some trouble, but that's some showing up things to be considering, because I have heard so many women, when I'm posting in these Christian Facebook groups, I'll say that there are some men out here, I just posted this a couple days ago, that are not just interested in sex, but actually want to help you heal, want to support you, want to give you the best things in life that they can. And I can't tell you how many responses was. I think you may have even chimed in on that particular post. They kept saying, well, where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. They might be
okay.
right there. You may be having unrealistic expectations or a closed mind, and you might be passing by your Boaz looking for LeBron. LeBron married. He
okay.
taking it. Don't and get what blessing God has for you already. Where can you be contacted in case some of these promoters or pastors want you to come to their event, come to their church, and bless us, bless them, rather, with more of your wonderful wisdom and knowledge, and share with my listeners your social media contacts. And if you have a book written or anything, go ahead and promote that bad boy right now so that my listeners can be blessed by your ministry, woman of God.
Okay, we'll start out with the book. You can find my book on Amazon, and it is What Your Mama Didn't Tell You About Dating.
I'm writing that
and
down.
Yes, my mother has read it too. So the book is on Amazon, and if you put in my name, the quickest way to get to it is put in my name. April, the last name is spelled C-O-F, is in Frank, I-E, April Coffee. It'll pull up all the books that I have there.
Okay, wonderful.
You can also find me on Instagram. That is actually the best and quickest way to make contact with me on Instagram. But on Instagram, it is Authentic Love Academy, and you'll see April the Loveologist. The Authentic Love Academy. Mostly everything I have is in the name of the Authentic Love Academy. On Facebook, you can find me by my name, April Coffee, or Apostle April Coffee. And you can also find me at Authentic Love, where the women are getting dating wisdom for interracial dating.
Wonderful.
Or just Authentic Love on Facebook, and you can find me there as well. Now, here's the hottest thing when it comes to social media. This is the hottest thing going right now on social media. It's called Clubhouse.
That's where we met.
And you can you can find me on Clubhouse once again at the Authentic Love Academy. And actually, I have my Clubhouse room open every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. This week, we're going to be talking about myths that have to do with interracial dating. Some of those little things that are running around in your head that makes you not want to do interracial dating. We're going to talk about those myths.
Shucky shucks now. That'll work. That's where we met, woman of God. I seen you in one of those groups, and I just felt moved in my spirit to contact you, and that's the way Holy Spirit God moves in relationships. You will feel a certain something. That's your spirit man or woman giving you some signals about to or not to. We just need to pay attention to our spiritual selves more than with our hormones and with certain parts of our body. And guess what? We'll be all right. I think we'll certainly be better than we have been. Amen.
Amen. Can I share one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a new course. The course is called Authentic Love. And now we have a wait list because there's only a small number of spaces available. This is a 12-week course. I'm going to take you through several different things that are going to help you not chase, we Christian folk, not chase, but to attract the person of your dreams. And you can find out about that on Instagram, Facebook, any of my social medias. There should be a link that will get you to that wait list.
Amen. That sounds good. All right, listeners, you got all that good information from Woman of God, Apostle April Coffee, Loveologist, certified interracial dating coach, and all-around educated woman in Christian living to help you in the pursuit of your own personal happiness. And understand this, the greatest relationship that you'll ever have, first of all, is with God. And then God will help you find yourself so that you'll be well qualified to appropriately and properly love somebody else. Woman of God, I appreciate you. We're going to have to get together and find out when you'll be able to come back so that we can continue this conversation as soon as we can.
Thank you so, so much. It was a pleasure.
I appreciate you, woman of God. You're going to continue to do great and mighty things. I'm looking forward to our kingdom collaboration. I pray God bless you, keep you, cover you, and move you into that new territory that is waiting for you to be discovered because it's already promised to you. I believe that in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you again for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. I was waiting on her to say, it was my pleasure again and again and again. I want her to rub it in a little bit because, yes, Lord, we did have so much good time right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't y'all already know this is how we roll on this Fire Gospel Experience? God is a keeper. Here's new music from gospel artist Bo Williams. He was one of those early award winners way before American Idol. I don't remember which one it was. It might have been Sunday's Best or one of those other shows. But Bo Williams is doing his thing. He just sent me some new music on this Fire Gospel Experience. And then I'm going to turn my artist spotlight. I'm going to shine that bad boy. Shine artist spotlight on this urban contemporary gospel group talking about the Agape Gospel Group. Man of God, John Howard III, Sequoia Howard, husband and wife doing their thing big for Jesus. Don't you just love that? Yes, Lord, I know I do. Here's man of God, Bo Williams, doing his thing, letting you know that God has kept him and he'll keep you too. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. When peace like a river escapes me.
Would you tell me close? Said if I seek you, I'ma always find you. that you went into those calling you in truth. Well, I'm calling and I'm looking, looking for you. I see you in the rain and feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind and see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking and I'm still needing so much more. Draw me close to you, closer to you. 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 There is joy here, closer to you. There is peace here. Would you draw me close? Seeing where you are, there's nothing like it. You're never far and my heart invites it. Always make me more aware of you, so I can see you in everything. Yeah. I see you in the rain, feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind, see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking, I'm still needing so much more. Oh, would you draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you.
Yeah, you're getting your gospel groove on. Yes, you are, as we shine our artist spotlight on that gospel group, the Agape Music Group. I mean, that's what I'm talking about right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about man of God, John Howard III, and Sequoia Howard III coming to us live from the ATL. That's Atlanta for all y'all folks that don't know, but I know y'all know. And we are happy to have them here with us now so that they can just do what they do. Amen goes right there. So without any further ado, let me bring them on so that they can bless us with some understanding and with some wisdom and with some knowledge and a powerful testimony. I know they got it, that they can tell about how they do what they do, and they do it so smooth. Come on, woman of God. Come on, man of God. They got their gospel group on fire, the gospel thing. Yes, Lord.
What's going on, bro?
Y'all just so smooth with it. Y'all just so smooth. I can't even compare y'all with nobody. It's like a Roy Ayers, Nina Simone kind of thing going on with your own millennial twist on it. So what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Man, we are good. Glad to be here with you, man.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure, man. Listen, y'all were asking me backstage, how did I get y'all music? I don't know. God sent it to me. That's all I know, man. I have
Preach.
Y'all talented people sending music to me. Y'all managers are working hard for y'all. I don't know how I got it, but, man, once I've been playing y'all music already, and I said, Lord Jesus, I got to get this young, beautiful couple on so that y'all could tell us something about how God is blessing y'all life and how y'all are creating this juicy soul feel music. So come on, ladies first, why don't you start it off and then Brother John, jump in and just let us know about Agape Music Group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, we are John and Sequoia Howard, also known as the Agape Music Group. You know, we really formally kicked this thing off 2020 and January, February of 2020.
Yeah.
God just really placed it on our hearts. We've been doing music for a while for other people, doing production and writing and vocal arranging for other people.
Yeah.
But God just really placed it on us to do some, like, he did some hard work in us, you know, and got us ready for releasing this sound and just really, yeah, it helped us to tap into his heart for us and the confidence that we can have in him to be able to release this unique sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
And just to add to that, you know, that's a lot of how we came about as far as the name Agape. We really did a deep dive, took a deep dive into 1 Corinthians 13, and
okay.
Really kind of seeking God on the actual meaning of that whole scripture and breaking it down, and realizing and recognizing His heart for us, and then in turn how it's supposed to be with our spouse and friends and family and those, you know, that God has connected us to in whatever way, as far as us encountering other people. And so, and other people are encountering us. And so, man, it just kind of went from there, and God gave it to us.
Yeah.
God, agape is the highest form of love, the unconditional form of love and God's love.
Amen. That agape love is not fair weather. It is a standard that stays the same regardless of the circumstances. It's not intimidated. It don't hide. Mm-hmm. It makes itself known. Matter of fact, the more that agape love is demonstrated, the more profound effect that it has. Amen?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
Amen. I like y'all title. Y'all titles are just flowing closer to you, and then flow like water. I'm a man that just keys in on relationships. Before we let you go, because the time is kind of short and it got away from us, I'm looking forward to having y'all come back so we can sit down and y'all can tell us y'all's story at length. But this thing about closer to you, this thing about flowing like water, I can feel y'all love for making connections. Can y'all speak on that? Come on, woman of God, Sequoia.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the beauty of connecting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Jesus' final words to us basically are summed up in these two things, to love God and to love people.
Yeah.
And
right.
I believe that's not coincidence, that's what Jesus commanded us to do, because connections are vital. Connections are important. When you think about how God created man and how important that was to him, he spent a little extra time creating man and woman because of that connection. I believe that God feels very strongly about our connection to one another and, of course, our connection to him. So that song, Flow Like Water, is really about exhibiting the heart of God and his heart, you know, really flowing and washing us over. So that we can all be what we're supposed to be and do what we're supposed to do.
Amen. Come on, Dr. John. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, not very much to add to that. I mean, we were just intentional about and really hearing from God on the direction during that time, specifically for Flow Like Water, during the murder of
George Floyd.
And one of the things that we wanted to do as believers and as African-American, black people of and believers is to pin something, write something, and present something in a way that shows and shares and shines the light of Christ, even in the midst of our just being distraught, being angry, our pain, just all of that. And, but at the same time, just allowing for God to really, like we said, like my wife, Justin, and Sherwood, the writers on the song,
Chris
Johnson, and who am I forgetting?
Tim Clark.
Penned it very well with us to really
they did.
For God's love to flow like water. So
amen. Amen. The beauty of what I'm hearing when you're talking about flow like water is that water is so persistent that it will go around whatever it needs to go around. No matter how much distance it may have to travel on the horizontal, it will flow until it can go where it wants to go. It can't be held back. And unfortunately,
yes,
for
sir.
Those that try to hold water back, why, if you try to hold back this Christian flow that flows like water, it will only build up to be more powerful when it is released. All you got to do is ask the folks who went through Katrina. So you can't hold.
Yes, sir.
I feel for people that don't believe in God because they are missing the most beautiful knowledge that has ever been presented to man. We're talking about relationships, and I'm going to let y'all go so I can play this music because it's hot. God so loved us. He so loved us that the relationship that he had with his son and the son's relationship with the father, he sent him and he willingly came to make heaven and God accessible even at the expense of his own life. There's no greater love that we can have than when a man lays down his life for a friend. And God, Jesus, has called us friends. That's a beautiful thing. I love y'all in Jesus.
Absolutely.
I'm praying for y'all. I'm going to get with y'all so that we can come back and continue this kingdom collaboration. If y'all got new
music,
if I don't get it in the first top three of people you know, I know where y'all at. I'll find y'all in Atlanta and say, come on. I thought we were good. Listen,
we got
I
you.
I want to bless y'all. I want to bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. When y'all come back to the show, we're going to talk about relationship. We're going to talk about keeping a marriage strong. I want y'all to use y'all marriage and y'all life as an example to the world that God is a keeper, that God is a restorer. He is a redeemer. And I want y'all to speak to your generation because if I tell it, they'll say, oh, that's just you. But if y'all tell it, y'all will be able to reach some people that they may not want to hear from me. The devil has tricked so many people. I believe that when we coordinate who we are together, we'll be able to reach the masses and have a profound effect on Jesus Christ being known to the world even more than he already is. Amen?
Absolutely.
Yes,
amen. Y'all are blessed and y'all are anointed to do what y'all are doing. I'm speaking that over your life so that you can take that and let that seed be planted into your spirit so that you can grow into what God has already ordained y'all to be. Because this is just the beginning. Here's my special guest that I'm shining the artist spotlight on, talking about Agape Music Group, hot sister, hot brother, man and woman, husband and wife, living for Jesus. And they are letting you know that when you got this spiritual connection, you will just flow like water. And I promise you, Holy Spirit God will flow straight through you.
I know you're working, but right now it's hard to see you move. Yeah, I'm not okay. Some things I just cannot excuse. Like how can they see me fighting and breathing, trying to reason, tell them why I should be here, why I'm enough, and how much I mean ya. How I'm a human, they don't really hear me. Yeah, I'm not okay. When will it ever change? Somebody tell me. Hear my heartbeat, see these tears, see my blood, feel these fears, feel my pain, feel my passion, feel my struggle. It's all I'm missing. See my son, see my daughter. I'm on this.
Right now it's hard to see you move, and yeah, I'm not okay. Some things I just can't excuse, like the hate in their eyes when they look at the men I love, this anger inside when I see how they're killing us, and how I feel helpless, and how I feel stuck. And even though I am strong, it don't seem like enough. And no, I'm not okay. God, when will this ever change?
Be the change that I wish to see. Extending handshakes to those who throwing rocks at me. They call me sellout for saying pray for my enemies. I'm still angry, but I'm using it strategically and protesting peacefully.
Music group on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. Yes, Lord. My goodness, my goodness. You're talking about a smooth couple. They got it going on. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift as well as mine from the book of Psalms, the 105th division, starting at verse 15. We're talking about don't touch. Yes, don't you do it. Don't touch. And it reads, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You know, this is nothing new. These are words that we've heard, if not spoken ourselves, when we're either under some attack from either within or without, as strong words of defense in the hopes to ward off and eventually eliminate all contenders, all up in our face with this, that, or the other thing. And it's valid. God's prophets have been ridiculed, scandalized, and even attacked, tortured, and murdered for the cause of God and Jesus the Christ. And you may ask, why did God give these words of warning to those oppressors and opposers of God's anointed representatives? First of all, because they were the ones who obeyed. Psalms 105th division verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. We are a thankful people who have come to realize who and where our blessings come from. We live lives of thankfulness. That's just how we roll. Not just on holidays or certain times, but at any day and at all times. The thankfulness that dwells deep inside of our souls, it provokes us even to do more. I'm talking about verse 2 says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him,
Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Our relationship with God is a very intimate love affair that starts before, hear me, before we were even born. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Now, even though many of us have taken the wide road of life, as did the prodigal son, I'm talking about me, if that's you too, just wave your hand and keep on listening. We did come to ourselves eventually with the seed that were given to us from family, friends, or who may be a passerby. Sometimes God puts people in life just for a brief period, just for a season. And guess what? They spoke a word of God's grace that led to our decision to seek God. So our hearts sing praises of gratitude and appreciation in knowing the Almighty. Verse 3 of the 105th division of Psalms says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice. Amen, that seeks the Lord. Our lives, beloved, are lived as extensions to God's glory. As Moses descended from Mount Sinai after seeing just the backside of God, Moses' face was shining like the noonday sun. I'm talking about with a radiant heavenly glow. By our association with God, just like Moses, we will carry God's glory in our lives. He will shine to us and through us, that the world may see him shine in and on us. What a wonderful privilege to let God shine through us. And then we will continually rejoice. We can't help it. We're going to keep singing praises regardless of the times, the seasons, and the situations in life. So our God is a mighty protector of those who live, love, and belong to him. You best believe that is the truth. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. I'm not finished with that. I just need to go back to getting my gospel groove on right here, right now on this Fire gospel experience, because his man of God might be Barry as we take this gospel message to the front lines. We are at war, don't you know?
Jehoshaphat, you gotta know the battle belongs to God. Through the midst, we just gonna what? That's how we gonna win no matter what. Come on, let's put on the whole armor of God and what? Yeah, and this mercy endures.
Trouble comes on the space and no signs, no precision. Some may plan for it, but it's not what you expected. Money can't save you, you can't bribe them. So one stick without a well will trade it for your health. Success comes in many forms, thanks for placing in my arms. With arms wide open, Lord, you carried me through the storm. Things I couldn't see, you protected me. Things I thought was impossible, Lord, you did it for me. On this battlefield, man, think about it, who we really is fighting. Something out of your control, is that man is in the mirror. I used to stress over things I couldn't control, until I really learned that God is in control. His ways are not our ways, his days are not our days. Ancient AC stand with all power in his hands. The battle not yours, it belongs to God. If God is for you, who could be against you? Pray. Woo! Yeah, that's power.
in your praise. That's victory in your praise. Come on, yeah. Forever. Yeah. I got my war clothes on, you feel me? We at war against cancer, against diabetes, against poverty. Come on, against generate curse.
We at war, and it's a fixed fight. Don't y'all know that God has already given us the victory? Sounds of man of God might be buried. We at war. So put your war clothes on. We are still discussing from the 105th Division of Psalms, and we're talking about don't touch, because, you know, people always like to put their mouth on us saved folks. All we trying to do is just tell them about a better way to live, and the devil got them twisted, and we ain't going to stop. We going to keep right on. But God has us under his protection. As we continuously rejoice, regardless of the times and seasons and situations in life, our God is a mighty protector of those who love, live, and belong to him. I'm just picking up where I left off. My thoughts was with Psalms 105th Division in verse 6, where it says, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Our God, he's not like us. He's not like man who forgets those things that need to be remembered and then remembers those things that need to be forgotten. We are so precious to God that every born-again, saved, and sanctified believer in God is singled out from the great multitude of his children as if they're the only one. It's been said that if it were just little old you all by yourself, Jesus would have still suffered, bled, and died just for you, just for me. And our Heavenly Father, who would have still sent him just for you and just for me. This is the great magnitude of love that God has for us all. Even down through countless generations, he still remembers, he still cares, and loves us all. Psalms 105th Division, verse 15 said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And this is why God gives his stern warning of defense to all violent. God created us to love and be loved by him. Who would allow some stranger to come between those of our own loved ones? Who of us would stand by while someone abused, attacked, or sought some sort of insidious objective to take place right before our eyes? No one. Not one of us. So, I know that some may be saying, what about those who have been tortured, maimed, and died grotesque deaths at the hands of evil people? Well, listen. This is our greatest test of love to God. When, like the three Hebrew boys who knew that their lives were at stake, but love, respected, and had such a holy reverence or fear of God, which is just a holy reverence, that they were willing to sacrifice their own lives to show God and the watching world what it means to be committed to the one or ones they love. Talking about God, greater love hath this, no man, and that a man lay down his life for his friend. God already knows those of us who are so in love with him that we no longer fear death. We are willing to show the whole world that our faith in God is so real that not even death will or can deter us. We know that when we leave this place that we have mansions on high wait for us, whose maker is God. Hebrews 11 and 10 says, for he looketh for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Goes right there. I told y'all I was going to give y'all some good, sanctified, unadulterated, inspirational word. I want to thank my special guest, Woman of God, who stayed with us throughout the whole show. Thank you, Woman of God, for tuning in. Loveologist and certified interracial dating coach, at Authentic Q Love. Woman of God, Apostle April Kofi was here, and she did a tremendous job. Can't wait to have her back. And then my Shine Artist Spotlight special guest, Urban Contemporary Gospel Group, the Agape Music Group, talking about John Howard III and Sequoia Howard out of Atlanta. They blessed us, didn't they? Listen, I'm going to leave y'all with this final thought. Just so that y'all will know, it is amazing how you do is a question I ask when I'm checking on my peoples, which does not mean how life treats you, but how are you treating you in your life. Listen, I got to get out of here. I just wanted to let y'all know that God loves y'all, and he's going to keep y'all no matter what. Here is woman of God, Amanda Catrice, letting you know that God is going to look out for you. So you perpetrators and violators of God, y'all better not touch us, because God has a love like us. I promise you, there is no love like the love of God. Here's Amanda Catrice. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Until next time.
Ain't no pride when I broke.